This is WNCW's More to the Story. Good morning, I'm Paul Foster. We welcome for the first time this week WFAE, the flagship NPR news talk station in the Charlotte region, on the air since 1981. We're looking forward to working with them in the future from time to time on some different projects. My guest this morning is Sarah D'Elia, WFAE arts and crime reporter. Sarah has been hosting and leading the way on a recent podcast called She Says about sexual assault. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Provide some background on the She Says podcast series. Was there someone or any particular thing that led you and WFAE to get the ball rolling on this powerful story?
We were actually not really looking for this story. It was someone that sought us out. The main woman in the podcast that we're calling Linda, she was a sexual assault survivor. She was assaulted in Charlotte in 2015, and she got in touch with our news director, Greg Collard. She was sort of interested in learning more about what our coverage was going to be around sexual assault crimes and crimes in general. And they started a dialogue. Greg brought her story to the newsroom. I remember thinking that it sounded like a really interesting story and that it was going to be a lot of work. I felt like it would be really helpful for that journalist to be a woman to establish a relationship with her. I just thought that might be something that would possibly make her more comfortable. It got assigned to me, and I went out to her house for the first time in June of 2017 after talking to her for over an hour on the phone. And I just spent the day at her house talking to her about what the story would be, what it would entail to kind of let me into her life. We kind of went from there.
Briefly recap what the different parts of the podcast have featured so far without, of course, giving too much away, but kind of take us back to the beginning.
We start at the night of her assault in 2015. She had an argument with her husband and left their home in Charlotte, and she had been drinking, and she goes to a neighborhood that's not the best neighborhood. It's sort of a decision that she made that night that, you know, she wishes she could take back, but it's what she did. And along the way, she encounters someone who offers to buy her drugs, and she takes him up on that offer. And this person actually introduces her to another person who would have the drugs and who she would get in a car with, who would later take her to a secluded area in Charlotte and sexually assault her. So we start there, and then we look at the investigation. We look at what the police have done, how they've investigated her case, but we also look at just sort of this path that everyone who is a sexual assault survivor has to walk down, and it's different for every survivor. But we look at the sexual assault exam that she had done, and we talk to nurses that are the ones that do this exam. We talk to different police agencies in Charlotte and around the country about their training policies for their police and how a good investigation and how a good interview is done with someone who's just experienced a tremendous amount of trauma. We talk to the crime lab, and we get into how DNA works. How do you analyze DNA? How is that sometimes something that police rely too heavily on? This is a podcast about following Linda's story, but it's also a podcast about how all these different agencies work and how you have to kind of figure it out as you go when you're somebody who has experienced just a tremendous amount of trauma.
I read online that you talked about the importance of this project, looking closer at the whole breakdown of DNA testing and how the crime labs work and so forth.
That was an education for me. And my colleague, Alex Olgan, who's a reporter here, we've been working on this series together, and she and I have really know too much about DNA law than any person should know at this point. It's kind of just spilling from our brains. It's very complicated, and there's a lot there. But it's also really fascinating because these laws that are in place, I mean, they affect your lives if you're accused of a crime or if you are a victim waiting on your crime, the investigation of your crime to actually have some movement. So it was really interesting to sort of dive in to see who is in this CODIS database and how does it work? What happens if someone's in there and they shouldn't be in there? And CODIS, just for listeners, is this database that has, in the state of North Carolina, the DNA of convicted felons and some of those that are arrested for very violent crimes. But if you're not convicted, your DNA should automatically be expunged. also try to explain to listeners, okay, yes, this is complicated. Yes, this sounds really intense, but how does it apply to you and your life if you find yourself accused of a crime or if you're somebody who's been victimized?
This is More to the Story from WNCW. Our guest this morning from Public Radio in Charlotte, WFAE, Sarah D'Elia. WFAE also featured some other victims in this series. Have you had other interviews as well?
Yes. When we decided we were going to tell Linda's story was knowing that there are parts of Linda's story that are really going to resonate with people. And they're going to say, yes, I had that experience. Part of that is my experience. And then some people will hear Linda's story and say, I do not identify with that at all. Maybe you had a really good experience with the police or it was somebody that you knew that assaulted you. Okay, how do we incorporate all these different voices? And we came up with two solutions. One is we follow in one chapter later in the podcast. It was actually just released at this point a couple weeks ago. It's called Emily's House. And Emily is somebody who was also sexually assaulted by a stranger in her home. But the circumstances of how her case was investigated and the sort of justice that she was able to find is very different than what Linda was able to find. So we wanted to show and kind of dive into someone else's story that was very different. And then we also ask our listeners each week to call us. We have a voicemail box set up, and you can call and you can talk about your experience being a sexual assault survivor. I kind of like to think of it as us being a sort of answering machine. I hope that we are answering a lot of questions about this process and what it's like to be a sexual assault survivor and navigate these criminal justice system. But then at the very end of the episode, if you stick around, you get to hear fellow listeners share their stories. I got to tell you, it's really neat to see all the area codes that we get calls from. It's really powerful to know that people are listening and that they feel empowered to share their story with us.
What remains to be shared in the series?
Well, Linda is a real person, and that's not her real name. Chose to give her some anonymity and wanted to respect her privacy as much as she could. Her case is happening in real time. So there are things that are unfolding right now we hope to dive into at some point. So there's just like the whole legal side of this, figuring out how do you report and continue to observe someone's life when their case is now in the legal system. About, you know, the ethics around that at WFAE, we talk a lot about that. We're going to dive into some of those things that we can share. We're going to hear from Linda to kind of see what this past year of talking to us has been like and how it's changed her life. I still talk to her very often since we're still making these episodes. As the series starts to wrap up, I'm really interested to hear her perspective.
Please share with everyone where someone could go and find and listen to She Says.
So you can go to WFAE.org/She Says, and you will have access to all of our podcast episodes, as well as beautiful illustrations that we have done. There's actually a timeline of events, so if you get confused or you want to go back and see something, you can check that out there. We're at Apple, we're at NPR One. You can search She Says, and you can find us there.
Sarah D'Elia of WFAE, arts and crime reporter, talking about the podcast She Says. Sarah, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
That's More to the Story from WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.